In the quiet Texas town of Plumpton, some secrets refuse to stay buried. 5 years ago, Lucy Chase's best friend, Savannah Savvy Harper, was found murdered in an old barn. Lucy was discovered at dawn, trembling and disoriented, her clothes and hands covered in Savvy's blood, with absolutely no memory of the previous 8 hours. Though never formally charged, the court of public opinion delivered its verdict: guilty. Unable to bear the weight of suspicion, Lucy fled to Los Angeles, methodically constructing a new life with a mundane investment job and an emotionally distant boyfriend. She even writes romance novels under a pseudonym, stories where justice prevails, unlike her own life. But when true crime podcaster Ben Owens launches Listen for the Lie, a 12-part series investigating Savvy's unsolved murder, Lucy's carefully constructed walls begin to crumble. Listen for the Lie becomes the narrative framework through which the mystery unfolds. Ben Owens, with his charming smile and probing questions, structures each episode to reveal new layers of the case. The evidence seems damning. Lucy was covered in Savvy's blood, had Savvy's skin under her fingernails, and left bruises on Savvy's arm. People witnessed them fighting at a wedding before Savvy ended up dead. As the podcast gains millions of downloads, Ben interviews various Plumpton residents, each offering different perspectives. What makes the podcast particularly compelling is how it examines the way true crime media shapes public perception. As Lucy notes, the truth is whatever you say it is. Ben's podcast exposes Lucy's toxic marriage to Matt Gardner. Their seemingly perfect relationship, successful couple in a beautiful house, crumbles under scrutiny through interviews with neighbors, friends, and Matt's second wife, Julia. Lucy married Matt young, drawn to his blue eyes and stability. His wealthy parents helped them acquire Hampton House, making them local celebrities. Behind closed doors, Matt was brutally abusive, choking Lucy unconscious, slamming her head against floors, then gaslighting her afterward, sometimes appearing genuinely confused about his actions. After Savvy's death, Matt quickly turned on Lucy, asking her to leave because he feared living with her. The story's most compelling relationship is between Lucy and Savvy. What begins as straightforward friendship reveals itself as something far more complex. Through Lucy's returning memories, we learn Savvy had a dangerous side only Lucy knew. In a shocking revelation, Lucy remembers Savvy proposing they murder Matt, recognizing Lucy's abuse. When Lucy dismissed it, Savvy insisted she was serious, calling herself a ride-or-die friend willing to help off your dickhead husband. More disturbing still, Lucy recalls Savvy confessing to previously stabbing a man named Troy, who assaulted her, before disposing of his body in a swamp. This transforms our understanding of both women. Savvy wasn't merely an innocent victim, but someone capable of extreme violence. Their friendship was built on shared trauma and rage, with genuine love beneath. They planned to leave Plumpton together for a fresh start in Los Angeles. At the heart of this story is an exploration of memory, its unreliability, malleability, and how it shapes our understanding of truth. Lucy's amnesia about the night of Savvy's murder drives the narrative, creating a void others fill with their versions of events. Lucy's moderate traumatic brain injury is largely ignored by her accusers. Ben consults a doctor who confirms such injuries don't erase existing memories, but prevent forming new ones, suggesting Lucy's amnesia could be genuine, contrary to the town's belief she's lying. Beyond physical trauma, Lucy experiences confabulation, creating false memories to fill gaps. When Colin visits her in hospital, he corrects her fabricated memory about arriving at the wedding together, leaving Lucy unable to distinguish between real memories and those her mind invented. We all reconstruct memories to fit our narratives. Consider a childhood argument with a sibling. You each remember it differently, casting yourselves as the reasonable one. Memory isn't a recording, but a reconstruction, vulnerable to suggestion and shaped by emotions and beliefs. Lucy struggles with disturbing, intrusive thoughts about violence, imagining bashing her father's head with a lamp, strangling Ben, or stabbing her boyfriend. These thoughts terrify her, making her question if she killed Savvy during a psychotic break. These thoughts emerged after Savvy's death, suggesting trauma rather than homicidal tendencies. Lucy experiences them as unwanted and distressing, particularly when feeling threatened or powerless, representing darker impulses most people dismiss but Lucy dwells on. Lucy also hallucinates Savvy's presence as a manifestation of grief. This hallucinated Savvy makes crude comments, encourages violence, and eventually helps Lucy remember what truly happened. The voice evolves throughout the story, initially disturbing and threatening, singing, "I'm always ready, let's fuck someone up." By the end, when Lucy contemplates a relationship with Ben, hallucinated Savvy appears in jeans and a white tank top, grinning, and supportively says, "Fuck yeah, you are." This transformation mirrors Lucy's healing journey. As Lucy's memories return, we reach a shocking conclusion. Emmett Chapman, Lucy's seemingly supportive friend, was Savvy's killer. Lucy remembers kissing Emmett at the wedding, not Matt. This triggers further memories, leaving with Savvy, planning their move to Los Angeles, then encountering Emmett in the woods. When Lucy rejected his advances, Emmett attacked both women. Savvy died protecting Lucy, taking a fatal hammer blow to the head while pushing her friend to safety. This revelation reframes earlier events. Emmett's defense of Lucy stemmed from guilt and self-preservation, not friendship. His relationship with Nina wasn't sweet but controlling, evidenced by aggressive behavior Lucy witnesses. The final confrontation between Lucy and Emmett is both brutal and cathartic. When he attacks her again, Lucy fights back with ferocity born from recovered memories and years of suppressed rage. The scene culminates with Ben arriving and, instead of intervening, tossing Lucy the hammer, silently endorsing her right to vengeance. Lucy leaves Plumpton after uncovering the truth about Savvy's death. Though battered, she's found peace by confronting her past and reclaiming her narrative. Her relationship with her parents remains strained. When they claim they protected her, Lucy counters that they only protected themselves. "The only person who ever protected me was Savvy," she declares, acknowledging her friend's loyalty even in death. Her grandmother provides the unconditional support her parents never did, telling Lucy, "You don't owe anyone your whole story, or Savvy's," validating her right to privacy in an age where true crime podcasts demand complete transparency from victims. Lucy's connection with Ben represents hope. Despite ethical questions about his podcast involvement, they formed a genuine bond. Ben saw Lucy at her darkest and accepted her anyway. The final image of Savvy's ghost encouraging Lucy symbolizes her integration of past and present. The hallucination has transformed from a threatening voice to a supportive friend, indicating Lucy has begun processing her trauma. This story reminds us that truth exists in gray areas. Healing doesn't always mean forgetting or forgiving. Sometimes it's understanding what happened and finding a way to carry that truth forward.